truth.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News. It's 5th day of October 2023. This is a second hour open to your calls. First-time callers are especially encouraged to join and share your thoughts, which could be regarding issues that were not directly covered in the stories of the day. Oh, obviously, there's a great deal going on. While I await callers today, I'll continue to address what Robert Malone explains about black propaganda. This is a type of propaganda most often associated with covert psychological ops. Sometimes the source is concealed or credited to a false authority and used to spread lies, fabrications, and deceptions. Black propaganda is the big lie, including all types of creative deceit. Black propaganda relies on the willingness of the receiver to accept the credibility of its source. If the creators or senders of black propaganda do not adequately understand their intended audience, the message may be misunderstood, appear suspicious, and fail altogether. We have our first caller today from Hawaii, Sean. Join the conversation, Sean. Sean, are you there?
Hello? Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I just really enjoy the show. And I know it just seems like we're really running off the rails, but I want to say, I think we just need like 1,000 people locked up. And then we just need to free up some of this real free energy technology that's on the shelf. And I believe we could right this country. But I don't know. But thanks for taking my call. I'll start calling in. God bless Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Well, Sean, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, the possibility of free energy is enormous, and it's most unlikely we're going to hear it about it from traditional energy producers. I do believe what's happened in Washington now by deposing a rhino, Kevin McCarthy, from the speakership, and introducing a mover and a shaker like Jim Jordan, or as an alternative, perhaps even Donald Trump, would be doing a lot to right the ship of state, potentially. Remember, however, the elections are rigged. They're going to get rid of Biden because he's not a plausible candidate. They cannot possibly get away with saying that Biden won the election in 2024 because of his accomplishments. He doesn't have any accomplishments, or should we say the accomplishments he has are all massively destructive to the United States. Do you consider the open border to be an accomplishment? Do you consider getting millions of migrants into the United States an accomplishment? You consider giving them all kinds of financial benefits, food and housing, and green cards to work an accomplishment? You regard supporting the war in Ukraine as an accomplishment? Do you regard moving forward with the effects of defunding the police an accomplishment? Not prosecuting low-level crimes such as shoplifting, which encourage criminal behavior across the board, an accomplishment? You consider promoting transgender and the explanation, education, and sexual practice it to little kids. Is that an accomplishment? Drag shows in elementary schools, books like Gender Queer to second and third graders, an accomplishment? It's all downhill. What that means is they have to find a way to replace Biden with someone they can claim is new and fresh. The American people like to explain why they voted him president over Donald Trump. I don't think it's going to work, but that's most certainly the plan. And I guarantee you, the DNC has policies that if something were to happen to their candidate before the convention, for example, they have the right to replace him with a candidate of their choice. And I guarantee you, it ain't going to be Kamala Harris. We have another caller here, David from Massachusetts. David, join the conversation.
Hello, Director Fetzer. You can hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, David, very clearly.
Yeah, it's great to hear you. And you know, the reason I upgraded your title from Inspector Fetzer to Director Fetzer, you know, I sincerely say this, Mr. James Fetzer, that the only way that the FBI, you know, our so-called FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, the only way it can avoid being swept into the dustbin of history would be in the next administration, whoever that may be, whether it's Trump or somebody else. The only salvation that the FBI would have is if the new president appoints you as director of the FBI. And I promise you, if the next administration will appoint you as FBI director, and that's why I called you the director, the FBI's best days could be ahead of them, and they can rise like a phoenix instead of, as I say, being just swept into the dustbin of history. What do you think about that?
Well, it's very thoughtful, David, but, you know, I mean, I'm a retired professor of philosophy, not an expert in law enforcement, but I got to concede, I certainly would do a better job than Christopher Wray or James Comey or these miscreants of the past who have been abusing the FBI and using it to promote a political agenda that is repulsive to virtually every American. So if I were called upon to undertake that responsibility, I would most certainly give it my all, but I'm willing to bet we can find other patriots who would be better qualified than I, but I appreciate your vote of confidence, David.
Yeah, well, Director Fetzer, I know that it's a big job and you'd need help, but I have faith that you talked about better men than you and everything, but I have faith in you that you'd seek these better men out and you'd appoint them to key positions, to key field offices, and everything, and they could assist you because I know it's a big job and maybe you have limited experience in that field, but you have the right spirit and you would appoint the right men. You'd get the right help on board with you, but that's my humble prediction that either the FBI is either going to be defunded and go into the dustbin of history. It's going to be abolished, or it could rise as a phoenix if the president will appoint good men like you, and of course then you would appoint good men to work with you, And then as far as the CIA director goes and everything, I don't think there maybe could be a better choice than officer Ray McGovern. Ray McGovern, yes, would make a crackerjack CIA director. But
yes.
But the main point is, and my final thought, Director Fetzer, is America doesn't have to go down. It's going to go down if nothing changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. It's going to definitely go down. The country's going to experience its demise, just like the old Soviet Union and everything. But it's unnecessary because we still have great Americans like you, and America could still rise like a phoenix out of the ashes. And and I say this, it's very graphic, and this is my final thought, and I've said this out over the year before, and of course it's not directed at the Republic Broadcasting audience, Director Fetzer, as much as it's directed at just the people I meet in my travels. It's unbelievable the dumbbells I meet in my travels back here in Massachusetts and Boston and everything. But I say this, when I was, you were in the military, I was in the Army, I went through basic training and AIT, and I can still remember my sergeant screaming at us trainees to get our heads out of our butts, to get our heads out of our butts. You know, that's Army language,
yeah.
But it's caught.
Yeah.
And so this is how I express it. And I don't think it can be expressed any more graphically and effectively than this. The American people, not the RBN audience, but the American people in general, they have their heads so far up their butts that after they move their bowels, after they have a bowel movement, they wipe their lips. That's how far up their butts their heads are.
David, that's very funny. I appreciate all your thoughts. I think Matt Gaetz might be a terrific guy to put in charge of the FBI. I do have a colleague, Scott Bennett, who's a former intel and psyops officer, might be really good for the CIA. There are others I have in mind who could fill important positions in a new administration, David. Very thoughtful of you to think of me. A final parting thought, my friend.
Hey, who would make a great, let's say, Secretary of Defense, Director Fetzer? Would it be Scott Ritter
or Colonel Douglas McGregor? They'd both be excellent.
Oh yeah, I agree. All right, Inspector Fetzer, I'll let you move on to your to more of your great callers. You know, you have a great all the best callers have already gravitated towards your program, Director Fetzer. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, David. Much appreciated. Our next caller is Jeff in Florida. Jeff, join the conversation.
Semper Fi. About 10 years ago, there was that commercial airliner that went down in the Indian Ocean. And
yeah.
At the time, they claimed that they couldn't find it. And I remember at the time hearing that there was tracking devices on every engine on every commercial airliner. So they knew exactly where that thing went, where it is. But fast forward to this F-35, I'm sure the technology on that, they probably had tracking devices on that like a stamps in the stamp book. So they know exactly where that thing is at. Over to you.
Jeff, I think that has to be correct, and I reciprocate Semper Fi, Marine. I think you're making good points. They know where these planes are. They've always known, but they've had reason to conceal the information from the public. I think this F-35 may have been flown to Cuba and sent to China so I could reverse engineer. That's my best guess. Further thoughts, Jeff?
No, thank you. Let someone else talk. Thank you. Later.
I'm glad you called. Thanks, Jeff. We have Romeo in Montreal. Romeo, the floor is yours.
Yes, Professor Spencer. There's a big tragedy. The tragedy is that they have killed Gaddafi. I don't think enough people recognize that Europe and the United States would not be in this immigration mess that they are in now if they had let Gaddafi just run his country. And actually, he wasn't even running the country at the time they assassinated him. He left the running of the country to the elders of the areas of which Libya consists of. And what surprised me about Libya It is a highly developed country. I was shocked. I thought people were just living in tents. That's not the case. It is a highly modern country.
It was before the slaughter unleashed by NATO at the direction of then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the French government, who wanted to maintain Africa as its neo-colonial preserve. Romeo, you're talking about one of the greatest disgraces of modern history. Gaddafi was a humanitarian leader. He was sharing the oil wealth of Libya with the Libyan people, national health care, national public education. Newly married couples were given $25,000 gifts to start their families. He was developing the Great Waterworks Project that would have turned North Africa into a veritable oasis, and introducing the gold dinar, which would have rapidly become the currency of all of Africa. Well, the Rothschild took a dim view of that. They did not want there to be a valuable currency absent central banks that they could control. When I learned that the rebel group in Libya had made as its first declaration the founding of a central bank, Romeo, I knew the whole thing was scurrilous, that this was a total fraud. And of course, Hillary actually used the Department of State to specify a location to which Gaddafi could surrender. He was traveling in a convoy under a white flag to the designated location when she had it interdicted. He was brutally murdered and sodomized with a bayonet, compliments of Hillary Clinton, who had later paraphrased Julius Caesar in relation to the Gallic Wars. "I came, I saw, I conquered." She said, "We came, we saw, he died." Cackle, cackle, cackle. If there's been ever a despicable figure on the face of Earth, it is Hillary for a certainty.
Yes, but that's not the final part. The final part is Brutus. Even you, Brutus, are stabbing me. The other situation here, what they did, they poisoned the water with depleted armaments. I mean, that's
depleted uranium.
Uranium. Yeah. You're right. I think, I don't know how long it takes, but I think it's maybe close to 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And okay. So I thank you very much, sir.
Hey, I'm glad. Let me see the half-life of DU. Well, it says inhaled DU appears to have a pulmonary half-life of about 4 years, but it's very damaging. And the fact that they would undermine and sabotage the Great Waterworks Project is a disgrace. And, of course, Gaddafi also suggested that if you want to end terrorism worldwide, just lob a cruise missile into the city of London. I just think he might have got that right. Tom from Florida, join the conversation.
Yes, sir. Good day, Jim. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can, Tom. Take it slow.
Well, yeah, Jim, what I want to talk about today is I've been watching the news a little bit, you know, for the last 20 minutes, and I'm watching this guy, this sheriff. His name is Michael Boussard, and he's in a city of outside of Detroit called Oakland County, Michigan,
okay,
which was, I believe, the richest county in the United States in 1964. And it was the richest place, and actually richer than any place in the United States. And we would have never won World War II without Detroit. However,
hold those thoughts, Tom. We'll pick it up right after this break. Stand by.
Look at all the lovely people. Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been.
lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Let me just add that $100 a month might be too much, but if you could kick in 10 or 20 a month, that would be fabulous. We have Tom from Florida. Continue, Tom, with the points you were making.
First off, Jim, I don't know if you saw the breaking news of this bumbling buffoon Biden. Now he's talking about building a wall on the southern border. This guy's a total criminal, the Cheshire Cat, I call him. Now he wants to build like 70 miles of wall on that border. This is total dereliction of duty what Biden got away with. And he needs to be impeached, and the military needs to come get this guy and do something with him because it's disgusting and disgraceful. Now I want to go back to Detroit.
Tom, if I might interject, at least that's a step in the right direction. I mean, you know, the border wall was a great idea. I wish Trump had started it earlier and finished it before he left office. But we don't want to condemn Biden for taking a page out of Trump's book if he's doing the right thing for the American people. Now, I agree, it's totally hypocritical. There's no question about it. It doesn't exonerate him from his omissions of the past, but at least this is a move in the right direction. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, yeah, Jim, I totally agree. It's all political. This guy's only looking, trying to get some, pick off a few votes, because you got this guy Manchin, and you also got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going to run against this imbecile, and I'd pick either one of those guys over this jerk-off we got in the White House now. But here, I got to go back to the main topic I want to talk about. I want to talk about what's going on in Michigan. You got a sheriff named Michael Bussard, who's this basically told you there's gang members coming illegally in from this on the border into the city of Detroit, and I guess in Oakland County, and they're not going to put up with it. He's not going to put up with it. He's going to start arresting these criminals, deport him. I say ship every one of these illegals over to Delaware, Wilmington, right there where that bumbling buffoon's from. You need to put all these illegals out of New York, out of California, and ship them right into Delaware. You can ship them in Massachusetts for all I care. But here's the problem. We don't do stop this right now because Matt Gaetz has got rid of McCarthy, who's out of state with 13 million illegals. Matt Gaetz from Florida. Right now, I hope it's Jim Jordan. I hope Jim Jordan does take the gavel, and I hope right now the first thing he's going to do is impeach this guy, Alejandro Mayorkas. This guy's a Havana, Cuba-born communist, okay? He should never have gotten close to the clutches of the DHS and border security. This guy is born in a foreign country, just like Jean-Pierre, that one, the lesbian from Haiti. I mean, we cannot tolerate this. This cannot be tolerated. Now, here's another main subject that you need to have somebody call in on, and we'll talk about Michigan in a minute. Detroit was the richest city in the world, okay, Jim? And of course, in the United States back in the 50s. My father was from there, okay? And he was talking about it as a kid, how Detroit had all the manufacturing and everything. It was unbelievable. If you ever seen the movie Ford versus Ferrari, in the movie, the guy will talk about how if without Detroit, we'd have never won World War II. And it's absolutely true. Hitler would have won the World War II without Detroit, Michigan. There's no question in my mind. Now, I want to say this. And by the way, I did a lot of research on the Bund in the United States and during World War II. I didn't realize how big they actually were. They were quite big. They did put them, some of those people in internment camps with the Japanese. I don't know if you know that. Now, here, Jim, this is the main thing. I was watching Chicago right now, and all these Afro-Americans are complaining their heads off how the illegals are taken away from them. So now you got all these leaders, and they're calling out the mayor to step down because all these Afro-Americans, they're getting shortchanged with their social services. So what does that tell you? Can you imagine it's going to happen here in the near future when they start taking all these jobs, these construction jobs on the highway, all these county jobs, the water, sewer? Hey, Jim, by the way, did I tell you this? I don't know if I did, but I'm going to tell you now. I had a water leak in my street where I live over here. And you know what? Five of the guys that they sent over here, none of them barely spoke any English, Jim. And they were making county, federal government jobs. Explain that to me, Jim. Can you?
Tom, hello? I think you're right. I think all the cases you're talking about are legit. I think the Democrats are sick of it. The Democrats themselves are realizing the damage it's doing to their own cities and their own states because they have to bear the burden of all these migrants. So, Tom, I think you're spot on. Do you have a closing thought,
Jim, listen,
you'd like? Go ahead.
Well, all these guys in the water sewer department worked till midnight last night, and they're hardly any speak English. And you can imagine the pay they're making coming over to this country, not even in here a very short time. They're getting federal government jobs. You want to take this government back, Jim? I want to tell everybody in RBN, the way you take this government back is you go work for the government. You get these county jobs, these federal government jobs. You get any, and if they try to pull anything that there's too a quota system, you say you want the 33-degree rule. The 33-degree rule means everybody's got to get that job. And if there's not enough white Anglos, guess what? They're entitled to a job. I don't care if it's the post office. I don't care what it is. You start taking your country back as a majority. We've got to take the country back as a majority. Just like the Republican Party should be not. They should only have 6 seats in the House of Representatives. They should own the whole freaking House of Representatives because the communist Bolshevik march we got.
Tom, thanks.
Thank you,
thanks for another excellent call. You were spot on.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
We have a couple other callers on the line. Laura from Michigan. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mr. Fetzer. I'm going to continue with Tom's talking about Sheriff Bouchard. He is a great sheriff. I know him. And he's a great guy. And he always tells you, if people ask him about illegal aliens, he says, I don't like anything that has a prefix of illegal in front of it.
Yes. Yes.
He taught all his deputies. He told all his deputies, when there's a shooter, and there was a school shooter at Oxford High School, run right to the shooting. You don't mess around. You just go right there to the shooter. And they did, and disarmed the guy. Although he still was able to shoot a few of the students, but it would have been worse, you know? He's an excellent sheriff.
Yeah, I take it. He's all for deporting these illegals and getting them the hell out of Dodge.
Right, right, right. Okay, other thing I wanted to call about, this is kind of a funny thing. Planned Parenthood is opening up women's clinics where they're going to treat trannies with their OBGYN problems. They'll do anything for money, huh?
That is bizarre. Now, of course, some of these trannies have had this surgery where they create, you know, an artificial vagina. I mean, they claim it's physiological like the real thing. I have my doubts.
Yeah, me too.
I don't doubt. I do not doubt, however, that they have a lot of, you know, problems with
regard to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Well,
at least there'll be no abortions there, so that'll be good.
Right. Yeah.
Also, you know, I'm really upset. Yeah, Western Africa. A lot of the presidents in Western Africa do not. They have sodomy laws. And what Biden's people go down there, and they threaten those presidents, and then they try to bribe them like $20 million. Stop their sodomy laws. Come on.
And the anti-sodomy laws, yeah.
Right.
The anti-sodomy laws, yeah.
Why does our country have to spread this stuff around to their countries?
Laura?
I think they're very, very smart to have anti-sodomy laws.
Yeah, well, our country thinks of itself as advanced, but in many ways we're backwards, sad to say. Further thoughts, Laura?
I just think that when a country like ours has no morals anymore, that's the end of the country. I mean, just going downhill too fast, you know?
I think that's a very widely shared opinion, Laura. I think a lot of people feel that way today.
Right. Okay, that's it. I just want to let you know.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Once again. You got it. Tom in Utah. Tom, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Jim? I could be an AI. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can hear you, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, yesterday morning I was feeling pretty good. We got a judge to apologize to my defendant. But then later I got a call from some friends saying, Tom, you got to be turning off your phones, turn off your equipment, whatever, and be careful. Those nanobots are going to be struck by the 5G EMP.
Yeah, yeah.
And here I am, 82, pushing 83. So I was thinking, probably I'm not going to make it to 83. Because
Tom, we're the same age. I'm 82. I'll be 83 in December.
Well, so I was thinking about that phrase, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you shall die at the hand of the nanobot.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that, and I had these apprehensions too, the national, you know, security test came and gone. It was over in less than a minute. And because the radiation is coming from the 5G towers, and because your cell phone and your TV and so forth are just receivers, they can actually hit us with these blasts of 5G anytime they want. So I've, in retrospect, felt that I contributed to perhaps more anxiety over this test than need be. But I was concerned not to overlook, you know, what might be a threat. I think now it was not. But there we have it. We survived it. Everything's fine as far as that's concerned. But 5G is still out there. And I believe the threat of, for those who are vaxxed, of having something that's in the vax be activated by 5G is real. I believe that 100%. A further thought, well, Tom?
I want to introduce a new term to your vocabulary. It's called blovia.
Yeah.
It's synonymous with bullshit.
Right. Bloviating, synonymous with bullshitting, yes.
Diversion. If I can get you to look at the microwave tower or the you know, the my yeah, the 5G stuff to make you think it's going to come through a particle encapsulated like those men in that little submarine that went down and the submarine collapsed in on them, the carbon fiber. Well, guess
what? I have my own questions about that, but yes, I know whereof you speak.
What I have to worry about is the living pathogens, not those that are encapsulated. Because once you encapsulate them, they're like a person locked in a closet with a honey bucket. But a slot in the door, you feed them. They have to defecate. After a while, they're going to kill themselves with their own waste material.
I think the idea, Tom, was that they were encapsulated, but the 5G would break them out of their active. I think that's the theory.
It is only a blovia. Pathogens cannot survive. You know, if you
Tom, go ahead.
If you go to intheair.news or tominutah.news, you'll see me standing there with my virology fellow. We worked in the same areas together. He was working in virus issues. He never was fulfilled, never experienced fulfillment in 50 years of his work. So he loved it when he worked with me, and actually we accomplished something of value, something that saved people's lives.
Tell us where your website is again. Tom in Utah is the name, tominutah.com.
Tominutah.com is that's about the case where I'm defending this man who was accused of arson. But tominutah.news, you know, not .com or .org, but go to .news, and you'll see me with my virology fellow in the state capital.
Okay.
But he loved going with me because he experienced fulfillment. So this nonsense is just diversion. It keeps you from seeing the real problem. And once you know the real problem, you can avoid all of that crap.
And dare I ask, the real problem, Tom, the real problem?
Eat, drink, and be merry. It is the eat, drink.
Okay. Tom, thanks. Exactly. Thanks for the call, my friend. We got another caller, Reese in New York. Reese, lay it on.
Okay. Well, let me get right to it. This is not for chit-chatting. I respect your time, Jim, as well as the other callers. So let's get to some bullet points here. Number one, I'm going to start off with something positive. If Donald Trump is appointed Speaker of the House, I mean, this will redefine epic. I'm going to have to introduce this to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, because if he becomes Speaker of the House, the Republicans will use him as a wrecking ball in to make up for this outrageous indictment and ongoing persecution here with this Letitia James, who probably has got about a room temperature IQ. That's why she was chosen. But if they make him Speaker of the House, that won't make my day. That's going to make my year. Matter of fact, that's going to be Christmas coming early for me. So I hope by some, I don't know, divine appointment it happens. I don't know if the Republicans have the balls to do it. Let me say this. Next point. I know that there are several people that were respected in the truth community that I once held in high regard. One of them was Joel Skousen. His name.
Go
now,
ahead.
I held him in high regard. Yes, Jim?
No, go ahead, Reese.
Did you want to comment?
No, you go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay, so here's what happened. Joel Skousen came out with a lot of truth-telling on 9/11, on many other things, assassinations, what's happening with government corruption. He made an amazing book on how to build a safe home and how to survive even a nuclear attack. But I heard him on an old truth network dismissing chemtrails. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. He's an engineer the way I'm an engineer, but he's even more than an engineer. He's a fighter jet pilot, retired, who knows that contrails evaporate, they dissipate very quickly from commercial airliners. He knows that these lines remain in the air for hours and they fan out and form checkerboard patterns. Planes are not going to and from commercial airport. So, Jim, my point is that there's a lot of misdirection out there. There is what I refer to as agents of misdirection, and I believe Skousen was one of them. That's why I don't think Rents has him on anymore, because I emailed Rents to alert him. Now, let me get on to the last point, and I'm going to say I try to shed light. When I call into the network, I try not just to be an airing of my grievances or some form of therapy of my, blowing off pressure about Biden as much as I would like to at times. But let me leave the listeners with some enlightenment. Frank Raymond. Jim, are you familiar with Frank Raymond's incredible BitChute videos?
Tell us about him, Reese. Tell us about him.
Okay. Frank Raymond is East Indian. In other words, you would think he comes from India or Malaysia, but he's partially from India. But Frank Raymond is one of the greatest truth tellers when it comes to the anti-white agenda and why the New World Order has an ongoing program of ethnic replacement as well as ethnic, ethnocide, I guess we can call it. And he understands it as very few do, and he's very eloquent in bringing out arguments. You can find him on BitChute. They even have a few YouTube videos that they still allow on. But Frank Raymond really hits the nail on the head, and he speaks with great authority and with eloquence. He's one of my favorites right now. You may want to bring him on to have an interview with him one day. But wraps it up for today. I just thought I would shed that little bit of enlightenment on my way out. Oh, by the way,
that's good, Reese. That's good.
Jim,
to go back to your very first point. Being Speaker of the House is a full-time job. I think Trump has so many fish to fry. I'm not sure that Speaker wouldn't limit him from all the good he can do. I'm inclined to think Jim Jordan might be good as Speaker and Donald Trump running for president and serving as president once again.
Oh, yeah, Jim, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just say, just based on the fact that they've been rubbing our noses in their control over us for so long, to me, I'd be willing to take a chance. Just because, could you imagine it would be like the run-up to the 2016 elections all over again, with Trump having the bully pulpit. No one knows what he's going to say. I mean, this guy would make, like, daytime entertainment television would be watching one of these CNBC channels covering him. I mean, I would love to see it happen, even if he did it maybe for a few months and then stepped down to take care of his election campaign interests. By the way, for David in Massachusetts, because David made some very good commentary today, David, you've got to hear Frank Raymond when he speaks about the bum suckers. You know what I mean by bum? The butt suckers. And he even goes into a great diatribe on Nancy Pelosi being one of the primary ones. But that's one of the reasons I love Frank Raymond. Jim, have a great afternoon. Thanks for the time.
Reed, thanks very much for your call, Reese. We have another caller, James in Vancouver. James, we're going to be hit by the break, but we'll carry over. Go ahead, James.
That's excellent. And then he's only two steps away from the presidency. Back to you.
Yeah, I know he would be. How ironic is that?
That's a good deal.
I know. There's so many fascinating aspects to this, James. I agree. More.
Right. Well, anyway, I think it's good, and we'll see how it unfolds. And either way, he's a populist. The people are behind him, you see. And so there is my points for today.
Yeah, excellent, James.
Thank you.
Excellent. I'm glad you called. Yeah, we've rarely been in such a tantalizing situation politically, certainly over Speaker of the House, as we have right now. Jim Jordan would be magnificent. There are others who might be very good. Donald Trump is just a wild card in regard to the speakership, but for reasons I've already elaborated, I think Trump has so many issues to deal with on so many fronts. But as James just observed, he'd then be in line to become president of the United States. I mean, he goes from the president to the vice president to the Speaker of the House, and then to the Senate president of the Senate pro tem. So, I mean, he would be after Kamala Harris, and no one believes Kamala Harris is qualified to serve as president of the United States. We know perfectly well Donald Trump is capable of the job. He did a terrific fulfilling of its responsibilities in the past, and I most certainly look forward to him being in that position again if the Democrats don't steal the election in 2024, and I guarantee 100% that is their plan. They're going to steal the election in 2024 just as they did in 2020 and 2022. James, if you're still there for a final thought, you're welcome. James, we'll be right back after this break.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Well, we've had so much discussion about Trump as a nominee for the Speaker of the House. Let's go back to Benny Johnson, where he's talking about this. He had some interesting things to say.
Boy, Benny, it's wonderful to be able to take a step back and see the grand plan. Kevin McCarthy has been removed as Speaker of the House, and now Donald Trump shall become president because they'll make Donald Trump Speaker, they'll impeach Kamala and Biden, and that means the Speaker of the House becomes the President of the United States. Boom, Donald Trump is back being Speaker again. I mean, whatever. It's technically in the possibilities. People are nominating Donald Trump to become Speaker of the House, and Donald Trump just commented live about his thoughts on that, and you'll be quite shocked about what he has to say. Texas Republican will nominate Speaker of the House Donald Trump. There's absolutely nothing precluding Donald Trump from becoming Speaker of the House. The House Speaker has had politicians, presidents, and people who are not elected to the House of Representatives to be Speaker before. History has a precedent of this. There's nothing that says that the Speaker of the House has to be a member of the House. It simply needs to be somebody that the majority of the House decides on to be Speaker. Multiple times in history, the House has not decided to have a member of the House actually become Speaker. And so could Donald Trump be that choice? Well, there is a growing number of people saying that it could be Donald Trump. Jim Jordan, who has himself announced that he wants to run for Speaker, saying on Sean Hannity's show last night, hey, listen, if Donald Trump wants to be Speaker, well, I'm not going to stand in the way.
I've now heard from a number of people. I know for a fact Donald Trump has been contacted about possibly him being an interim Speaker. Is that a reality? I don't know. He'd be great, but I want Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States. If he wants to be Speaker,
well,
great.
I
want him to be president
still
of the
run for
States.
President. He's still going to be running for president.
That's where we need him, is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If he wants to be Speaker, then that's fine, too.
Well, then that's fine, too, says Jim Jordan, a man who's literally running for Speaker right now. So Donald Trump, who initially said, why are they not fighting the radical Democrats destroying the country? Donald Trump tears into Republicans after Speaker McCarthy ousted from his seat by his own party. Donald Trump has been a supporter of Kevin McCarthy, has regularly met with McCarthy. They have photos together. McCarthy was down fundraising and assisting Donald Trump in various capacities. But Donald Trump, you know, siding with Kevin McCarthy, but, you know, what can you do? Force of gravity applies to all of us. Now Donald Trump is being asked about members of Congress positing that he must become Speaker. Here is Congressman Troy Nels of Texas. Many America First patriots support my nomination of Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. He lists a couple of members, Greg Stube, Ana Paulina Luna, Ronnie Jackson, Barry Moore, and many others, he says. Let's make America and the House great again. Troy Nels saying he is going to nominate Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene saying the only candidate for Speaker I currently support is President Trump. He'll end the war in Ukraine. Secure.
Hey, let it all have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow right here in RDM. See you then.
I just need someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN.
free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.